那我们现在先来复习我们的这个灵修的诗歌。我们开始这个灵修的诗歌的目的是让大家心里面都有一首对着神唱的歌。我说过哈，这个诗歌对每一个信徒的灵修跟神的关系的这个启动啊，或者是尾声啊，是很有关系的。不然的话，我们不会在聚会里面有一个诗歌的时间哈。刚才我们有两首诗歌的时间，然后有诗歌服侍的人。当大卫所罗门他建了圣殿，然后开始这个圣殿里面的敬拜的时候，这个诗歌是有特殊的服侍的人哈。那目的不是只有听他们唱歌，是我们心中都要有一首歌。这是到了我们新约的时候，这我等一下会讲到这个旧约新约。这个新约的时候，我们每一个人心里面都有一首对神唱的歌，当然不是只有一首哈。那这些歌呢，对我们很重要。所以妈咪就兴起一个想法，她真是爱我们了哈，就是一个妈妈也好，奶奶也好，她认为说她这是她得到益处的一个很重要的哈一个灵修的要素。那她希望每一个人心里面都有这样的敬拜神自己唱的歌，不一定是好唱起来好不好听，这个绝对不是神要的要素哈，是我们有一首歌是对着神唱的。那现在呢，他希望我们大家有这样的一本诗歌本，以后我会做出来啊。那我们来复习一下上次的，很简单，他的原来的意思是赞美他，赞美他，早晨要赞美他，中午要赞美他，直到日落。这个意思是什么？当我在灵修的时候，不是只有为了那个十分钟半个钟头，而是从早上到中午到晚上到睡觉以前，你充满着赞美感恩啊。那我们把它改成你，当我们对着神唱的时候，我们就不要唱他，这样的话会变成好像是第三者啊。我们就改成你们复习一下这首诗歌，我们用心来开始用这个诗歌来开始进入我们等一下要进入这个灵修的这样的一个段落啊。我们有两个过程，一个是灵修，那我们就希望从这个灵修里面得到一种复兴眺望。当你听到妈咪讲生命的目的的时候，带给我们什么？带给我们焦点，然后带给我们热情。有时候你会发现，如果没有目的的话，哈，那个热情是会渐渐淡掉的，而且呢会很累。但是当你有一个目的的时候，这个目的又是永恒的，不会变的时候，我们就带着那个热情，哈。所以信主、爱主、敬拜主，那个热情很重要，不是只有我们的外面的表现，口唱，然后心和，那个是我们的一个最大的动力啊。这个时候我们一起来啊，赞美主，赞美主，早晨要赞美主，中午要赞美主。赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，直到日落。你也可以唱赞美父，天父，赞美父，早晨要赞美父，中午要赞美父，赞美父，赞美父，赞美父，直到日落。赞美是一个敬拜的一个表现，所以基本上当我们说我们赞美感恩的时候，就是在敬拜他。敬拜他不一定要是在耶路撒冷，不一定要在我们哪一个教堂，敬拜他在我们的心里面。敬拜主，敬拜主，敬拜主，早晨要敬拜主，中午要敬拜主，敬拜主，敬拜主，敬拜主，直到日落。那么今天我们要 另外一首歌，一首一样是敬拜的诗歌，它的歌词是这样的：天上的荣光，天上的荣光，有荣一定有神在那里，对不对？天上的荣光，从天上的荣耀，我们常常会有知道这个荣耀这个字眼，对不对？荣耀归给神，那我们要跟主耶稣同得荣耀，充满我心。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，哈利路亚，这也是赞美哈。耶稣属我。一大早起来，我们需要光，我们可以有光，才不会在一些阴暗的层面让我们很低沉，一下就没有方向。最后这句话，耶稣属我非常重要，因为约翰福音第一章那里提到生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。在谁里头？在耶稣里头。耶稣我就是世界的光，我们的生命需要有一道光，而且那个光要维持着，刚才我讲那个热情，我们有责任要维持着，让这个光可以照亮我们的每一个角落。一大早起来，我们跟神求天上的荣光，也是确信哈，神的荣耀充满我的心，不用等到我们到我们以后到那个天上哈，在这里就可以，因为耶稣在我们的心里面，我们跟神有这样的一个祈求渴慕，说天上的荣光现在在我的心里面，把所有我心里面的黑暗赶走，一天起来让我带着光过我今天的生活，每一件事，每一个想法，每一个需要。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，天上的荣耀充满我心。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，哈利路亚，耶稣属我。只要你属耶稣，耶稣在你的心里面，你住在基督里面，你就可以有荣耀，而且是天上的荣耀，不是地上的这些污浊的空气。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，天上的荣耀充满我心。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，哈利路亚，耶稣属我。一样的，我唱一句，你们就跟着一句，不一定听得到你们，那请你就这样慢慢把它学起来哈。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，天上的荣耀充满我心。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，哈利路亚，耶稣属我。耶稣是你的。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，天上的荣耀充满我心。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，哈利路亚，耶稣属我。我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，你的众儿女 这个时候我们用一个恭敬的心，谦卑的心到你的面前来，因为我们确信你已经把生命赐给我们，就是主耶稣，这生命就是我们心里面的光。这个时候我们要求你开启我们的心眼，或许有一些地方已经暗淡，让我们得着再一次敞开天上的光来照亮我们。让我们今天活在地上就如同活在天上，是那么的心里面那么的丰满，那么的笃定，因为耶稣就跟我在一起，因为道成了肉身。我们用感恩的心再次求你帮助我们，当我们听到你的老仆人一再的在叮咛我们，好几次的跟我们讲我们被造的目的的时候，我们实在是不能懈怠，因为他是我们的见证人。我们也可以像我们的这些见证人的这些前面的一些前辈一样，把我们这一条走向天上的路走得喜乐，走得笃定，而且走得可以来感恩，可以赞美你。求你赐福每一个人今天的每一时每一刻，不管我们待人处事，跟我们的孩子们在一起，父神，让我们不但心里有充满你的荣耀，也把你的荣光可以照出去。我们将感恩奉耶稣的名， Amen。
Good morning, ladies.
早晨好。
It's good to have each one of you here today.
今天很高兴看到各位。
I would like to say to you, our purpose is, in a very uncertain world today, is to prepare you for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的目标，我们的心意就是在这样一个很不确定的年代，让你预备好，为主耶稣的再来。
Let's just have a word of prayer again, Father.
让我们一起来祷告。
As we look into your word, I pray you open our hearts.
当我们来读你的话语的时候，主啊，求你就是来打开我们的心。
Give us understanding and purpose, Lord.
求你真的是给我们悟性。
We pray in thy name, Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求， Amen.
Now we learned in our other lessons, we learned that we were made to love God. We were made to be part of the family of God.
我们前面已经学过，神创造我们的目的是让我们爱神，让我们成为家人。
But today, and maybe there'll be several times that we will work with this one, is to become like Jesus.
但是呢，我们这一课也可能会讲好几次，就是我们的目的之一是要像基督。
We are to grow up spiritually to be like him.
我们要在灵命上、灵性上成长，像基督。
It's not what we do, but it's what we become.
不是说我们做什么，而是我们那个整个人变得像基督，被改变成像基督。
For this is what he tells us in Romans 8:29.
这是圣经上在罗马书八章二十九节告诉我们的。
And I'm going to read this. For whom he did foreknow.
因为他预先所知道的人。
Now to foreknow is to know it before it happens.
预先所知道就是在发生之前就已经了解，已经知道会发生。
So God had this in his mind before we were ever made.
在我们被造之前，其实我们这就是神的心意。
And he also did predestinate, which means he made it before. He's trying to bring to our heart in this scripture that this isn't just an afterthought.This isn't just maybe what I ought to do. He had this in his mind from the beginning.
预先定下效法他儿子的模样。这个预先定下就是说，我们不是说他后来才想到，或者说哦，这是我应该做的，是在这创造我们之前，神就有这样的心意。
Now Paul was writing this.
这是保罗写的罗马书。
He was talking about himself and all the rest of us.
他在就是在讲他自己，讲到我们。
So he was making sure they knew that this came from God even before creation.
所以他很确定，很他明白说这是在创世之前就在神的想法，在神的心意当中了。
Now what is it that God knows to be that we as people will be conformed to the image of his son?
就是神在创世之前对我们的心意就是让我们在许多就是让我们效法他儿子的模样。
And so we see that be conformed means to be, we become like.
效法他儿子的模样就是我们看着就是像主耶稣基督。
That he, Jesus, might be the firstborn.
主耶稣基督他是成为去是长子。
The eldest among many brethren.
在很多的弟兄姐妹中他是长子。
Now this is the plan of salvation in one verse.
救恩的计划就被概括在这一句经文里了。
Now first we see that God before he even made man, made the world, had in his mind formed a plan for us.
在神创立世界之前他其实就为我们他已经有一个计划。
And that plan was surrounded by his son, Jesus.
这个计划呢是围绕他的儿子耶稣基督的。
That Jesus would come, he the firstborn, he the begotten of God, would come, and then he would make many of us brethren together.
他是神独生的爱子，然后他是首生的，他要来，然后是让很多的人成为神的孩子。
That's why the only way to the Father is through the Son.
所以唯一能来到父神面前的道路就是靠着神的儿子耶稣基督。
So he formed his Son. He sent his Son, rather, and he formed man.
所以呢，神就是差遣他的儿子，然后呢，神也创造了我们。
And if I could sort of put it in our own words, he's saying to us, listen, I'm sending my son so that you can become like him, so we will all be into my family, the family of God.
所以呢，神好像是说我差遣我的儿子，所以你们都要像他，我们成为一个大家庭，我们成为家人。
So you and I were created to become like Jesus.
所以你和我被造是要像耶稣基督。
Now we can never be perfect like him.
从我们不是说那样子完全，就是像他那样子完全。
And now we will never have power like he had.
我刚才那个翻的是不对，是说我们跟神还是不同，我们不会像他那样有那种完全的能力。
But he sent Jesus as a pattern.And said, I want you to conform your life to the way he is living as a man.
但是呢，神把耶稣基督好像就设成一个我们的典范，我们的模范榜样。他是说我们要像他那样子来生活。
When Jesus left heaven for earth, he left everything back in heaven, all of his power.All of that he, as a son of God, had, and he came to be born just like you and I.
当主耶稣离开天上的时候呢，他把他所有的这个神性的一切都放在了天上，他把他的能力，把他的荣耀都放在天上，然后就像你和我一样，像一个人那样出生。
Jesus was born in the flesh like man, but in the spirit he was like God.
主耶稣的这个肉体呢是像人，但是他的灵却是神，像神。
We were born in the flesh in the image of sin. And so therefore there has to be something that happens to us before we can get into this family of God.
就是主耶稣来到这个世间时的时候，其实他是成了肉身，也是成了罪神，所以要是我们能回到进到神的家里，必须有些事情是要发生的。
Now, Jesus told this very plainly to a very learned rabbi.
主耶稣很清楚的对一位学问高深的这个当时他们的教法师夫子这样讲。
That rabbi was a very self-righteous man.
那这个夫子是一个很自以为意的人。
He kept all the laws.
因为他遵守了所有的律法。
He was very careful about his living.
然后对自己的生活很小心谨慎。
But Jesus said to him, you must be born again.
但是主耶稣对他说，你必须要重生。
So to begin to be like Jesus, we have to be born again.
所以呢，如果你要想像耶稣基督，你必须要重生。
We can't just say, I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to live a better life. No, there has to be something very supernatural that happens to you and I.
你不能就是单单的说、哦、我要成为一个更好的人，我要过一个更好的生活，一定要有一个超自然的东西在你身上发生，让你的灵性活过来。
so we recognize we have to be born in this family.
所以我们知道我们一定要生在这个家庭。
Now you understand how it is to be born in a human family.
你知道在人类的家庭是如何生在人类的家庭。
When you were born, you came in, you got a name, you got a home, you got a relatives, you had all because you were born in this, in your family.
因为你出生在你这个家庭，所以呢，你有名字，你有家人，你也有亲戚。
So when you're born in the family of God.
但是当你在神的家出生的时候。
Now, what he wants us to do as little babes in Christ.
就是。神想要我们做什么呢？作为在基督里的婴孩。
And that's where we all begin, as babes in Christ.
我们都是那样开始的，就是主基督里的婴孩。
Now Jesus said something that really must hurt God's heart, because he said some babes in Christ never get out of being just babes.
那主耶稣所说的有就是圣经上所说的一些肯定是让神很伤心的，因为有些人他一辈子都是婴孩。
But his desire for us is that we grow in the spirit and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神对我们的心意是我们在灵里边在身量和能力上都越来越像耶稣基督。
Now when he came here, as I said,He left a great many of his powers in heaven.
当耶稣来到世间的时候，他把他基本上他的这个神的这个能力，这个大能就留在了天上。
But you say he had mighty powers here. He could even raise the dead.
但是你说他在地上他也很有能力啊，他甚至可以让死人复活。
But do you notice that Jesus did not just do it himself?But we will read places where he asked his father what to do.
但是你知道吗？主耶稣做凭这些神迹，他不是凭着自己做的，他都是先求问神，他先问天父。
It seemed like Jesus had a habit of early in the morning going out to the mountain to be with his father.
好像主耶稣的习惯就是一大清早起来就到旷，就是到没人的地方去跟他的父神交谈。
What was he doing there?
那他去到一个没人的地方干什么呢？
We'll never know, but I think he was getting orders from his father.
我们可能永远不会详细知道，但是我个人觉得他是从父神那里得到他的意，就是指令命令。
And so I believeThat Jesus, when he was, he had one desire, and that was to do the will of his father. This was the driving force in the life of Jesus.
主耶稣生命中只有一个驱动力，他只有一个心愿，就是要遵行天父的旨意。
One of the first things he did, he exemplified what his father was.
首先呢，主耶稣就向我们显现了天父是怎么样的。
We have a wonderful glimpse of God when we see Jesus.
当我们看到 耶稣的时候呢，其实我们就看到了，就是对神有一个，就是好像看到了神的一个很清楚的看见。
Jesus showed us the great love of the Father.
主耶稣展现了父神极大的慈爱。
As he would forgive even the adulterous woman caught in the act.
他甚至就是去原谅饶恕这个正在行奸淫的妇人。
And he showed mercy. Jesus showed us what mercy was like.
主耶稣也真正展现了怜悯是什么。
He was showing us because this is what his father is full of.
因为这就是他父神的属性，充满了慈爱怜悯。
Every day the mercies of God are renewed, the word of God tells us.
然后呢，就是说圣经上告诉我们，神的恩典慈爱每天都是新的。
And Jesus showed a great sense of forgiveness to man.
然后主耶稣也展现了父神对我们巨大的这个饶恕。
And so it is with our God. He shows us that our God is willing to forgive.
然后主耶稣向我们展示说，我们的天父是乐意饶恕我们的。
So we see then that he acts like his father, and we are to.In every way we can, children, every way we can, to try to show the attributes of our Father God.
然后作为孩子，我们是可以在每样事情上，在所有的方面来展示我们父神的属性。
That's why we have to learn to love even the unlovable.
所以我们就是要去学习爱那些不可爱的人。
Why we need to give mercy to those that need our mercy.
去展示怜悯。
And he was very emphatic about forgiveness.
然后主耶稣对于这个饶恕他是非常强调的。
He said, you must forgive or I will not forgive you.
他说你必须要饶恕，不然我就不饶恕你。
Wow, that's really something, isn't it?
那是不是很严重？
I can look for forgiveness, I can cry forgiveness, but if I don't learn how to forgive my brother, my aunt, my uncle, my friend, my boss, that one that has hurt me, then he can't forgive us.
我可以向神呼求饶恕，但是如果我不能去饶恕我的朋友，我的家人，我的亲戚，就是那些伤害我的人，那我是没有办法真正被饶恕的。
But many people say, but I just can't. You don't know what they did to me. And they hold on to that. I just can't.
然后有些人就说我没有办法做不到，那他们就紧紧抓着，他说我真的是做不到。
But when you go back to the Old Testament,
但是如果你回到旧约，
We see that he never ever asked them to forgive.
但是神呢，从来没有去吩咐他的百姓要饶恕。
Not in this strong commandment. He never asked the children of Israel to do that.
他从来没有要求，就是去要求他以色列的百姓去这样做。
You say, did God have a double standard?
你说难道神是双重标准吗？
No, God knew that man really cannot forgive in himself.
然后因为神知道人靠着自己是没有办法饶恕的。
But when he sent his son,
但是当神差遣他的儿子,
he sent the power through the Holy Ghost to be able to forgive.
他真的是就赐下圣灵的能力让我们可以去饶恕。
It may be very difficult to forgive, but God said, I, my son, he will give you the grace through the Holy Spirit to forgive.
然后呢，你真的是有时候就是很难，就是去饶恕，但是神说，我借着圣灵，就是差遣神的儿子给我们这种恩典，让我们可以去饶恕。
Then we see we're to be able to respond like Jesus did.When we come up to situations, he wants us to learn through his word how to respond righteously in situations.
然后呢，神也帮助我们，让我们看到在一个处境环境当中，我们如何像耶稣那样子来反应。
One of the things that Jesus did, he talked a lot about his father.
有一件事情就是主耶稣在日常生活中，他经常的谈论天父，谈论他的父亲。
Jesus used the Old Testament to quote the prophecies and such things as that.
主耶稣就是经常的就是引用旧约的圣经，还有先知的语言。
We need to cultivate a new vocabulary to be able to respond like Jesus.
所以我们可以培养一些新的词汇，让我们像主耶稣那样去反应。
Now, another thing we have to do is to value as Jesus values.
然后再一件，我们就是向主耶稣学习，就是像主耶稣那样来看待事物，来重视事物，有他那样的价值观。
That means how we look at people.
那就是意味着我们怎么来看待人。
How do we look at their worth?
我们怎么看待他们的价值？
You see, Jesus, when he looked at mankind, he looked at them through the power of God that can change that person.
然后当主耶稣看到人的时候，他看到的是靠着神的大能，这个人可以改变成什么样。
But also God's value toward people.
然后神对人的这个重视，对人的这个给人尊贵的价值。
He was very strong.Showing them about how to take care of the poor, the orphans, the widows, those that are less fortunate than what we are.
神在这个就是照管这个孤儿寡妇穷人方面是非常强的，有非常强的这个命令。
This is a real problem to many people.
对很多人来讲，这是一个很真实的问题。
There is a sense of my being better.Than this one.
就是你会Mommy, go ahead. I didn't quite get this.
Okay. It's to a sense of we thinking that we are better than other people.
就是有的时候我们就感觉我们觉得我们比别人好，比别人强。
We have a way of looking down on them.
我们有一种方式可以就是去心里瞧不起别人。
Well, we may not voice it.But in our heart, we feel that way.
我们当然可能嘴巴上不会讲出来，但是心里感觉是比别人强，瞧不起人。
But Jesus valued everyone the same.
但是主耶稣真的是对每个人，他对每个人的看重是一样的。
Even valued the demonic man, the man that was crazy, that was tearing up everything that the people feared, butJesus even valued him.
然后即使是一个被鬼所附的人，就是他把被铁链捆着，大家都很怕这样的人，主耶稣也很就是也是很尊重他的价值。
So this is one of the areas where you and I have to be very careful in.
这是我们要很小心的地方。
I really have to thank my mother for my training that she gave me.
我真的要感谢我的妈妈，她从小给我的这些训练。
I was raised in what we called a mission. It was just a storefront church once, and then we got a little church that was a synagogue, and the people were very poor.
然后我那时候小时候住的地方呢，就是说是就在教会前面那个小房子住，后来又在那个会堂前面那个地方住，周围的人都很穷。
But my mother was to those people.She visited them. She brought clothes to them. She was to them one that truly they felt like loved her.
然后呢，我妈妈就是会去看他们，给他们送衣服啊，给他们送东西。这些人真的是觉得我妈妈很爱他们。
And I can remember times that she would take me to their houses.
我也记得我妈妈有时候会带着我一起去看他们。
But before we would go in, she would say, now, don't you look at their things. Don't you, you know, she really told me, after all, that's their things, because it was poor. Sometimes it was dirty. But she taught me this very, rigidly.
妈妈就很就是很严就是会很严格的训练我，说你进到人家里不要就是看呢、啊、觉得他们怎么样，因为有些在家里很穷也挺脏的，他说你不要左顾右看，妈妈真的是教我。
And I've been deeply thankful for that.
我在内心里对我妈妈真的是很感谢。
It's helped me many times down through life when I've had to deal with many different kinds of people.
这就帮助我在我的人生中要面对各种不同的人。
So remember, we must learn to value people like Jesus did.
所以我们要看像主耶稣那样去看重人的价值。
We have to grow into the likeness of Jesus.
我们要在主耶稣的形象上、样式上成长。
He came to be an example for us.
他来是要做我们的榜样。
You know, it would be good as you read through the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you watched his attitude toward people.
你读四福音的时候，你就是留意主耶稣对人的态度。
He loved the common people.
他真的是就是爱这些普通人。
But when it came to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the hypocrites, he didn't have much patience with them.
但是到了这个不管是法利赛人、撒都该人还是这些假冒伪善的人，他好像就没什么耐心了。
Now, I'm not saying that you're supposed to down the people that you think are better than that are trying to be hypocritical. You leave them to Jesus.
我的意思不是说你就是去跟好像那些你觉得是假冒伪善的人对他们很强壮，把这些交给主。
But it would be very good as you read through thoseJesus' life, just to notice how he acted towards certain people and how he treated them. It's an eye-opener, and it's a good one for us.
就是如果你读主耶稣的生平，你来，就是他在地上的生活，你看他是怎么样对待人的，那真的是对你，是让你叹为，就是让你眼界大开。
So in our first part of talking about being like Jesus, we say that Jesus came to die, but he came to be our example of God's desire for those he calls children, those he's preparing a place in heaven, those he's preparing to live forever and ever. He has his, what shall I say? He has his pattern.
Yeah.
And that's what he's going to expect from us.
就是主耶稣来到世间，他不仅是要为我们而死，他也为我们就是成为我们的榜样，让我们应该怎么样来生活。因为神对我们的心意是他爱我们，然后他也在天上为我们预备住处，他要让我们永永远远跟他在一起。他给我们设立了一个就是我们要成为怎么样人的一个榜样。
And you may honestly ask me, how can we do this?
你可能会说，妈咪，我怎么做到呢？
Firstby knowing the word of God.
首先你真的是要知道神的话语，让神的话语进到你的心里。
He very emphatically shows us through his son how we are to do this.
然后呢，圣经上很清楚的向我们讲，表明说他的儿子是谁，我们应该如何来做。
Now we can only do this when we begin to surrender ourselves.And our desires, and say, Lord, I really want to be like Jesus.
我们要是真的想像主耶稣，我们首先必须要对神降服，对神说，我真的想要这样。
And then we begin to obey, step by step.
然后我们就开始顺服。
As we learn, as we grow, we just keep step by step obeying Him.
一步一步的在我们成长，在我们学习的过程中，我们就是学习顺服。
But the wonderful news is he didn't expect us to do it by ourselves.
但是好消息就是神没有说，期待说我们自己来做成这样，我们自己来达到目标。
He said, I know man, they're but dust.
神知道我们的本体，知道我们不过是尘土。
So when you think you're something, you're nothing but dust.
所以当你觉得自己是一个好像了不起的时候，想想你不过就是尘土，到我们死的时候。
But Jesus said to his disciples, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you without a comforter, without one that will work in your life.
但是主耶稣告诉门徒说，我不会撇下你们，我不会离弃你们，我会差遣保惠师来。
He said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit.
神会，耶稣说，我会差遣圣灵。
And he's the one that's going to help you through this.
他会带领你们来进入真理，来
give you the ability to live this.
因为我们自己是没有这种能力，但是圣灵给我们能力，让我们能活这样生活。
Give you the power to overcome.
给我们这种得胜的这种能力。
Now, I'm sure that those disciples had no idea of what he was talking about.
我想门徒刚开始听到的时候可能完全没概念主耶稣讲的是什么。
But let me tell you, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came and filled them, and they became bold and preached and taught, and then they went on for many of them to give their lives for it.And work very hard for it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit that was in them.
但是当五旬节的时候，圣灵降临的时候，这些门徒就变得很勇敢，然后他们就到处去传道，做神的工，甚至他们就有些很多是为主殉道，然后他们就有这种能力，能过主所期待他们所过的生活。
Now the next time we're together, we'll learn a little more.
下一次我们在一起的时候，我们再继续的学习。
Father, we're so thankful you sent the Holy Spirit.
父神，我们真的是感谢你差遣圣灵。
You knew it, you knew us.
你真的是了解我们。
Lord, we could learn to surrender.
主啊，帮助我们学习降服。
And we have learned to obey.
圣灵也帮助我们学习真的顺服。
But many things in our life we can't do unless your spirit works through us.
除非你的圣灵帮助我们，在我们生活中很多事情我们是做不到的。
God bless our ladies.
神祝福每一位。
Put a hunger and thirst in them to be more like Jesus.
在我们心里放下那种更愿意像主耶稣基督的渴慕。
Put something in them that the troubles that they feel like they have that they can't do this or they can't, that you'll help them to understand you're there to help them through.
当他们的生命中有各种各样的难处，他们觉得他们做不到的时候，主啊，你就帮助他们知道你神啊，你会帮助他们。
God, we're not alone.
父啊，我们不是单独的，我们不是孤单的。
Praise your precious name.
主啊，你是对我们如此的宝贵。
God bless our people, Lord.
神啊，求你祝福你的子民。
Strengthen, encourage.
真的是鼓励他们。
And help them to love you even more.
帮助他们能够更爱你。
In your name, Jesus, amen.
哦，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you for listening, ladies, and God bless you.
真的是谢谢大家，神祝福每一位。
小红，请你简单的告诉我们，你这个上礼拜有没有什么突破或者什么难处？因为你问到很难爱不可爱的人哈。
那个就是那天听妈咪讲的时候，就是有一个动作就触动了我。就是你在给我解释，师母你在给我解释爱不可爱的人，你就说让我问两个问题的时候，这个时候妈咪就进来说了一句话，其实你没有翻译的时候我就感觉到他会说这是神的命令。我觉得这是这一周来我最大的突破，就是我觉得当是神的命令的时候，作为神的孩子我们就要听他的话，就要照着他去做。那么我现在就想的就是说，对于那些不可爱的人，我也是在学习，就是主耶稣是怎么对待就是那些不可爱的人，甚至要杀害他的人，主是怎么用他的这个爱，用他的这种慈爱来爱他们的。 我就想了，如果说我要是爱主，就刚才妈咪讲到的那个降服，就是当我不爱那些不可爱的人，是我不愿意就说降服在主的下面，我还想做我自己的主，所以他不可爱，我不爱他。但是如果我作为主的使者，那站在主的角度看每一个人，我觉得主都是爱他们的，每一个人都是不完美的，但是主爱他们，希望他们能够通过认识主，生命得到改变。我想这也是我现在生命的一个价值，这是我这一周来的心里的体会。
感谢主，感谢主，你从跟人之间的同一群里的一个人，已经进到神的家中，然后跟耶稣站在一起。好，那我相信你有个心，你希望大家那些所谓我们觉得很难爱的那些不可爱的人呢，能够跟我们一样，好，从不可爱转为可爱，是不是这个意思？
是的，
是的，从一个不晓得该怎么面对，到一个说我怜悯你，然后我爱你，
是的，
非常好，